Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the ALAC Subcommittee on RAP Outreach and Engagement on Thursday, the 14th of January at 1900 UTC. On today's call on the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaksing, Alan Greenberg, Daniel Nangaka, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Olivier Crépin Leblanc, Cyranush Vardanyan, Jimmy Schultz, Baron Gillen, Vander Scartazzini, and Glenn McKnight. Currently no participants on the Spanish channel. Apologies from Raitme Chiterio and Jacqueline Morris. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, Yeshim Nesla, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreter today is Veronica. We only have one interpreter, so if I could please remind you to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow Veronica to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Dev Anand, and thank you all for coming attending this call. This impromptu outreach call is to look at the outreach activities in Marrakesh. It seems that we are discovering, perhaps somewhat late, that there is several at-large activities in the meeting schedule for the ICANN 55 meeting at Marrakesh. And so we now just decided to have a special purpose call to look at what's the meeting schedule like, and to then decide as to, well, given the allocated hours for outreach and engagement, what type of approach should we take? I don't know if staff would want to take over and just mention the meeting schedule showing the allocated hours for Marrakesh. Gisela?
Thank you, Dev. Gisela speaking. With regards to the Marrakesh schedule, we are still working on filling in the slots. We have a few challenges with regards to the lunch breaks, coffee breaks, some new information on whether we can or can't work during these set times. Information that I'm still waiting on, and I have to submit the forms over the next 48 hours. I would just, however, like to point out that in the initial meeting A proposal from the new meeting strategy, we have ALAC outreach and engagement planned on Tuesday afternoon, currently running from 1400 to 1830. Now, whether this is on-site or external event, I think that will be discussed today. But just so that you do know, we have currently transport on hold for the afternoon. How we use it, we don't yet know. So I don't know if Baron's got anything to add, or possibly Heidi.
Let's see. This is Dave. Baran or Heidi, you have anything to add to this?
This is Heidi. I don't at this time.
Very well. Okay. So this is Dave again. Thanks, Gisela. So I guess my question to you, the tentative meeting A calendar schedule for Marrakesh shows that There's allocated hours for outreach and engagement between 1,400 hours on Tuesday to 1,800 hours. So my question to you is this something that's happening across all the ACs and SOs, or are there sessions happening during that time? Is the ALAC meeting during that time? Is there, you know, other cross-community working groups, that type of thing?
Sorry, Dev. Gisela here again. Could you just repeat? Are you specifically regarding the Tuesday afternoon as to whether there are other sessions running parallel or the sessions are running parallel. I didn't quite get the question.
That is correct. This is Dave. What are there any other sessions running parallel to this outreach and engagement ALAC activity? Are there going to be other ALAC meetings happening at the same time? That's my question.
Oh, sorry, Dev Giesler here. I'll leave that one to Alan. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Alan, go ahead.
Sorry, I wasn't quite ready to talk. That's going to depend on what the outreach is, to be quite blunt. If the outreach is something which can reasonably make use of, make productive use of, and benefit from the 25 to 20 or 27 travelers that we have in Marrakesh, then we will clear the time. If it's going to be aimed at, you know, four or five French-speaking people who are going to travel out somewhere else, then no, we'll hold something else in parallel. So it's going to depend on exactly what it is we come up with and how effectively we'll be using the time.
Okay.
Sorry to put it back in your court.
Okay. Well, again, once I have more information on this, so because all of this is still coming relatively new in the past 2 weeks.
I understand. So, you know, Dave, let's put it in perspective. We've been talking about this for over a year now of outreach events, not necessarily for Marrakesh. And every time the issue has come up, the same thing has come up. How are we going to use the travelers effectively? You know, to just say it's outreach, it's important. It's also not vacation time for a lot of them. At least that's not what our intent is. So it really comes up with what are the plans. And if we can come up with something that will make sense, then we'll do it and free the time. Otherwise, we'll try to find some event which will not, you know, to a large extent disadvantage the few people who are doing the outreach, if that's what the recommended outreach is.
Okay. Well, this is Dave. So thanks, Alan. So I have some preliminary ideas on this. I mean, in my mind, there are two approaches. One option is to use the bus to go to a place where there are possible persons that could be possible at-large candidates, be it at-large, you know, such as a university, for example, if there is one. That's why I probably need some inputs as to, especially from Aziz or Tijani, as to are there such possible candidates in within traveling distance. And it could be a small party that will then go and, for lack of a better word, do a presentation, show and tell about what is ICANN at large. Something very similar to like what the ALAC does for the fellowships. So that's one approach. The challenges with that approach is that are such persons within traveling distance because interpretation will be a challenge if you want to have multilingual speakers, and so that means that you have to focus on French speakers going out on this outreach trip. That's two. And how can we have that meaningful an impact going to such a venue in such a short time, and then coming back to continue the rest for the persons to continue the rest of the ICANN meeting? The second option is something I was thinking. Well, why don't we bring the persons to the ICANN meeting itself? So in that scenario, the bus will actually will go ahead and pick up these persons, be it the university students or other possible candidates that could be possible at large, civil society organizations, end-user organizations that are not at large structures, you know, a few persons from those, they come on the bus to the ICANN venue. And then during the 4 hours, we can have a session with them with interpreters. So they are aware of, we talk to them about ICANN at large, and then some time is also spent splitting up the person into small groups and just have them walk around the meeting venue. And that's why I was asking Gisela about, in terms of what are the parallel sessions happening. So they could walk to the other sessions and see, okay, this is the GNSO, this is the CCNSO, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those type of things. And then in the third hour, they could come back, answer any questions, that type of thing, and then the bus takes them home or wherever. So that's the second approach. So I just want to have some ideas. Well, those are the two ideas I've had so far. Does anybody have any different type of approach? So
yeah,
I'll just open the floor to Tijani. Welcome.
Yeah.
You have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dev. I just heard what you said, and it is... I think you are very close to the best way to approach this issue. I think that I also heard Alan, and I agree with him. If we don't have something good to do, we don't have to do something which is not good. I think that the best thing is to go to the people in the university, and as he said, that he has already a commitment from the university for this kind of activity, so it is more or less solved for the university. I also heard about the bus, availability of a bus, so we can go there. I agree with you, Dad, that the speakers or the trainers or the people who will do the outreach should be Francophone. And you have in the community of at-large people who are Francophone. I don't think that you will have a lot of speakers in this effort. We will have few people. And we have in our community French-speaking at-large members. I think that we have to work now on the content of the material we will give to those people, and on the logistic aspects with Aziz, and I think it is already more or less not solved, but at least it is prepared, well prepared, and I think we have to use this opportunity to try to know how we can do the outreach, since we will have an obligation for meeting B to make a whole day of outreach. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tijani. So you're thinking it's better to, the approach is to, well, the first option being we go out in the bus and go to the to a venue, like a university, and meet with persons there. Can I ask a question? Go ahead.
May I continue? Why it is better to go there? First, because we may have more people, because we cannot bring a lot of people inside the venue of our meeting, because of two things. The security will be very strict, very, very, very tough with people, with outside people, because of security issues. So it will be an issue. We will have to make a real arrangement with security people who are not easy to deal with. Second, if we will bring people to our venue, it will be a few people, because we don't have large places where we can put people. So an university and an amphitheater and an university, it will be very good. This will be, and especially because Aziz said he already has more or less an agreement from the university. Thank you.
Okay, can I?
Aziz, well, go ahead.
Yes, I will try to speak English. As Tijani said, I had already a meeting with the president of the university. And you have to know that the university is just 10 minutes so far from the site of PGP. PGP is Palmeri Golf Palace, who is the site of our meeting. Then if we, when we had the meeting with the president of the university, he said us that he is very interesting to have a capacity building for some students in the university. And we visit also the room where we'll have this capacity building. We have just now, we have just to prepare the program, to send me this program, and I will try also to bring some students from Rabat, because I had some students, because I make a course about governance here in Rabat, and I try to bring 20 students from Rabat to Marrakesh to participate at this capacity building in the university. So, as Tijani said, it's better to go to the university. It's not so far, it's just 10 minutes by bus, and we can also speak with students and ask him to come if they want, because the meeting is open. And about speakers, I prefer, as Tijani said, I prefer to have, if you are, for example, three persons, we can have two French speakers, it's better. We had experience here in Rabat the 1 month before. I received Zahir, you know Zahir, and Pierre, and me. Mm-hmm. And we make a speech to our students. We had 100 students, and we give them a presentation about ICANN, about how a young student can participate and can be engaged in the policy, in ICANN policy. And I think it's better to have a speech, French speech, and it's not a problem also to have one English speech, because students speak a little bit English. So if you want, I just send email to the group. Sorry, I was very, I have a heavy load, and I don't respond about meeting. And if you want, I can arrange this program. I think Heidi sent us the day is Tuesday. Tuesday or Thursday? For the capacity building of the university.
Okay. All right, thanks, Aziz. And, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, finish, Aziz.
No, just to tell you, you have to give me the date, the day to prepare this with the university. The university is very interesting. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Aziz. This is Dave here. So, all right. So I'd like to hear some other ideas or thoughts and opinions from the rest of the group. So far, Tijani and Aziz are saying it's better to go to the university, which is 10 minutes away from the venue, have some Francophone speakers, one or two English speakers could also attend the university, which is 10 minutes away. The university, there are persons that I will be interested, very interested, and are willing to have, you know, to have a session with those persons. A quick follow-up question before I turn it over to the floor. How many persons do you think would be interested at the university? I mean, was there a ballpark figure cited? 10 persons, 20 persons? You know, how many? Do you have an idea, Aziz or Tijani?
Yes, as I told you, we will have a minimum 20 students from Rabat, and maybe we will have, I can't give you the number now.
Okay, but it's around 20, all right, 20, 30, That's the kind of number we're looking at.
Maybe more.
All right. Maybe more. Okay.
No,
All right.
If I may, Dave, I think that we have to work with the university to have more, and we have to perhaps to make them aware that it is an opportunity, a unique opportunity for their students to be informed and to be more or less introduced to ICANN, so that they will try to bring more classes, more groups in this for this meeting, so that they will benefit at the maximum from this event. I think it is possible.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Tidani. Okay. So I saw some in the chat there. Some were expressing support for the second option before Aziz, which is to bring persons in to the venue rather than us going out. Has anybody have any thoughts on this now that we've heard Tidani and Aziz? Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. It's Cheryl Langdon Orr for the record. Look, my personal preference is absolutely to bring the students into the ICANN meeting. And I understand Tijani's motivation to use a presentation to do that, although I would think that such a presentation could probably be done well in advance so that more people actually register and are pre-registered rather than having to run the gauntlet of security and on-site registration. That said, it appears to me that Aziz has well advanced the opportunity to go out and make a presentation at the university, utilising members of the at-large community who are coming in, and so sort of fresh rather than local characters, to give some depth and colour to what is ICANN. Whilst my personal preference is clearly to the second option that you outlined, Dev, I think the first option appears to be in play. And so I'd like to encourage us to take a hybrid approach, if at all possible, to in the planning for a show-and-tell presentation approach, which I would, as you've noted in the chat, suggest be predominantly FR, French-speaking at-large members, with a smattering, perhaps one or two token English speakers, those token English speakers, and I don't mean they're English speaking as token, but rather that they are token as in their purpose, should be valuable token. In other words, one or two people who have an extreme amount of experience, depth, and probably capability of explaining the wider ICANN, as well as the at-large community. So basically they go along as decoration and depth. But what we also do in the arrangements for that is to try and encourage, as Heidi proposed, that all the students who are at least lining up for the show and tell at the university also pre-register so that they can attend the ICANN meeting. If this is going on the Tuesday afternoon, which is when the time we have allocated for outreach is, then, you know, half of our meeting is over by then. To people on Tuesday afternoon to then contemplate on Wednesday morning to perhaps manage to get to Wednesday afternoon for a meeting that closes Thursday, you know, you see the issue. So I think a hybrid approach might be the best way, and encourage people to already pre-register, but to also do the university outreach, because it may very well be that with the support of faculty at the university, greater ongoing commitment, perhaps even up to including ICANN, as a topic and at-large activities as an interest. Who knows, maybe the credit points could happen in some future course planning. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shell. This is Dave.
Dave, excuse me, just one response about what Cyril said.
Ali was in the queue though, so it kind of, I mean, so I
let him go, let him go. Let Aziz go, no problem. Go ahead, Aziz.
Okay, Aziz, go ahead.
Thank you, Ali. Just about, if I understand what she said, we have already make three conferences in three cities with Nora is just was one city, but with Pierre and Zahir, and we tried to bring some in Casablanca, for example. We had a conference for 1.5 day with private sector to encourage him to speak with him about ICANN, to be present when we will have ICANN meet. And in this conference, we had 30 registries and private sector in telecommunication and ICT. And in Rabat, we had a conference with students in my university. My university is about 600 persons, and we had in this meeting about 100 students, and we speak with them about this, and we give them the link of ICANN to take their registration to come in ICANN Marrakesh. And for University of Marrakesh, personally I will send to the president of the university the link of ICANN to encourage their students to come in the site and to have their registration. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Aziz. All right, well, Ali, you've been very patient. Thanks for this. Let me have the floor.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. This is Ali Al-Mishal. As I said in the chat, although I prefer to the option of going to the university for all the reasons stated by Aziz and Tijani, because on the university, more than students, you can get there, you can get the faculty, you can take some staff who are interested to attend some of these sessions that will be conducted. On the other side, I can see the newcomer session, which is conducted through the ICANN meeting, is a good one, and that will be a good opportunity as well. So I'm just thinking how to balance between both of these, because the newcomer sessions normally have a good overview about all ICANN things, bits and pieces from each of the different ACs and SOs. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Ali. This is Dave. So there's an opportunity, given the outreach done with Aziz and the GSE staff persons that went to first the private sector conference and then to the university. I don't know if it's the same university, but that talked about to 100 persons there that hopefully have registered to attend, so that they could experience at least the, as I say, the newcomer sessions, which I agree are very important, because it's geared for the newcomers, especially for the first-time participants. So on the Sunday. Okay, so any other comments or questions, thoughts, opinions? Looking at the chat, and... Okay,
hello.
I see... sorry,
hello.
Alan.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I believe I heard Sean there. Yes, okay. Is that you, Sean?
Yeah, I'd like to stay in the queue. Thank you. Yeah, this is Sean.
Okay, you'll be in the queue as well. Okay, so Alan, Maureen, and then Sean.
Yeah, thank you. Just a couple of questions, and maybe I'm doing multiple things here, and I might have missed something. Do we know for sure that if we have, you know, 50 students pre-registered, that there will be no problem actually getting them in because of security issues and things like that? I know in some places the security is much higher for local people than it is for, you know, the visitors coming in from far away. So I just want confirmation that we're not going to have an issue there if we invite a bunch of people to come in like that. So that's question number one. Question number two is, it was linking together the few things, and as someone just said, you know, we don't know if the work that was done ahead of time is at the same university, you know, the stakeholder engagement met with are the same people that we're talking to. Are these two disparate things, or have these been linked together? Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Well, actually, Aziz, can you answer that question? Because that was my question as well. Where GSE went to talk to the university? Was it the same university or a different one?
I don't understand. You ask about the access for students to the site of ICANN meeting?
Yes, that was Alan's question as well. So Alan asked two questions. One was, go ahead.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Dave again. So Alan was asking, you know, there is possibly more difficulties for locals to attend this conference as opposed to the visitors. So that was one part of the question. The second part of the question was the same question I asked, which is, the GSE staff that went to the university, was this the same university that you are in contact with? GSE, you said that GSE, Bahir and Pierre went to a university. Is this the same university that you talked about that we are considering to go to outreach to?
No, I spoke about the University of Rabat.
We had
a conference in the University of Rabat. And we also had a meeting, not with students, but with the management of the university in Marrakech, about two points. First one, it was about the to have a room for IFTD, because IFTD wants to organize a DNS forum between 4 and 6 March. And we have a problem to find a room in the site. The second point is about engagement and about how the university can have a chance to participate, to give students the chance to participate to the meeting. And since the ICANN meeting is open, I think we will not have all students of all the universities, but maybe some 50 or 100 students will be interested to come to ICANN meeting and to participate for all.
Okay.
But
all
for
right.
The security, Alan spoke about the security. The security, we will not have the security like Azure, but we will have security because the primary golf palace, the site of ICANN meeting, is too big, and we will have just a minimum of security, and it will be the time of ICANN meeting when we will have your badge. We have to give your identity to the a registration. It will be it is decided by ICANN meeting, ICANN team of Nick Tomaso, with Nick Tomato and Dante Lupiano. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Aziz. Maureen?
Thank you, Dave. This is Maureen for the record. I was very interested in Aziz's comments about the support that he's received from the GSE team as part of the preparation for this meeting. And it has been, you know, I consider it really important that they have been involved, and there's some really great things happening out there. But I guess it's sort of like one of the concerns that we've actually had within our outreach and engagement team when we've actually had our meetings and with respect to, you know, like what is actually happening with regards to outreach in other sections that we're not actually being told about. And especially with regards to Marrakesh, I mean, we've sort of like been a little bit confused about what is actually sort of like happening and how we can coordinate what we think, you know, ways in which we might be able to help. And I sort of like think that, you know, like one of the things was trying to create a session where we could actually get a bit of both going out to sort of like to do outreach in the community and then inviting people in. The security issues that Tijani raised are very important, of course. But I think that these preparatory sessions are very helpful so that, for example, if we were going to be able to do both scenarios, it just might mean that the initial session where we actually have someone go out and just prepare them, polish off some of the information that they've been given with some questions that they may require, they may have, just before they come in to the meeting, could be quite valuable. Also, sort of like I would like to just reiterate that I really think that before the students come, that they are given an ICANN package that actually sort of like gives them, you know, like information about ICANN, and that, you know, those sessions, those preparatory sessions, are times in which they can actually sort of like get more information and get a lot of their queries answered before they arrive as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Maureen. This is Dave. So, I mean, I'm trying to think of how to adopt a hybrid approach, because, all right, so I'm hearing several things. Some persons may have pre-registered already, students, to attend the beginning of the sessions, which starts on a Sunday, because there are various newcomer sessions. Okay, and that will be a very good thing, because the newcomer sessions are very good. On Tuesday, we will then be going to the, you know, one of the things we can do is have a small party, including a mix, predominantly Francophone speakers, but one or two English speakers, to highlight the diversity of ICANN, to go to a university and have a session with the university students there about the ICANN meeting. I would say the challenge of this happening on Tuesday is that if you try to invite them to come to the ICANN meeting, they're going to come on the Wednesday, really, practically speaking. So that's really is the my concern with doing that. So it's kind of like my thinking is, yes, you can go to the university students. My concern will be that we'll have to make sure we have take their names or so forth, and then perhaps have a follow-up session online with them, maybe, or something on that regard, because otherwise it just be kind of, you know, it's kind of a one-off thing, and it just, you know, it gets lost. That is just my concern. What we do have to do, though, is also make sure they have enough materials about at-large, for two things, for the persons, even if the person is giving out on Tuesday, and also for those students that are pre-registered to come on a Sunday. If we know that in hand, I don't know if the registration data indicates and I guess maybe staff can answer this. If there are persons that are pre-registered, they would identify themselves as end user, civil society, and so forth, correct?
Hi, this is Heidi. I believe they can also register as academics, which if they're in university, they would be. But I don't think that is
right.
necessarily as important as just noting their interests.
Okay. All right. So this is Dave. Any other? All right, Alan, I see your hand is raised.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just a question. The people that we've made, that we're going to be making contact with, are these people who, you know, we sort of advertised and said, is anyone interested? And these are people who put their hand up and said yes? Or is this going to be essentially a captive undergraduate course of people who simply, as you know, are going to be doing this as part of their coursework because, you know, we're coming to visit them during a lecture or whatever? So I'm just wondering how are these people selected? Do we have a reasonable expectation that they have an interest, or is this a captive audience, to be blunt?
Good question. I don't know if Aziz has the answer to that.
I think we discussed about two things. Students who will be make their registration themselves, and they will be participants like anybody, and we speak about the students will go to the university to make a conference for these students. The students of the university, and within the university we have different institutions, we have different specialties, we have different students. And I think the chair of the university will be informed students, and we will have only the students who are interested by policy and to discover what is ICANN, I think.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aziz. Well, okay, so those that are interested. So I guess that answers that question, Alan. Do you have a follow-up?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, so I'm also just looking at the chat here. So I see some of the ideas that's been mentioned in the chat. Oh, Sean, I am so sorry. I knew I was forgetting something here. So go ahead, Sean.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I'm out there in India. I will have both of you on chat. Teaching for your folks. I think if we are going to do outreach to students, and I think one of the sessions they will take advantage of that will be much more beneficial to them is the newcomer sessions. And most of the newcomer sessions hold early in the ICANN meeting schedule. So I think it may be good to actually go to the school earlier than Tuesday, if it's possible. I understand that most people will arrive on Saturday, but I also understand that some people will actually arrive earlier than Saturday. So if the conference, which I was referring to, can happen before the ICANN week, that could actually prep the students for the coming week. And then some of them, we may actually see them appearing on Monday or Tuesday in joining the newcomer session. I think it may be good to focus on universities or institutions that are not far from the venue, maybe within the same city. I don't know where those universities have been picked. I don't know what their locations are, but to be good to, so that it will be easier for the students to actually find their way without actually spending so much on their personal resources. In terms of follow-up, I think we need to do a bit of record keeping on our own side. I don't know how we're going to do that, but if whenever we go to newcomer session, perhaps we could ask them to maybe signify their interest if they want to perhaps join ALAC or ATLAG, and then we can do follow-up from there, on them, maybe remotely organizing maybe a webinar for them or something. But again, I think it's all about whether they are actually interested in the first place. And if it's from the conference or the session that we have with them before the iPhone meeting, that could actually also give an idea of their level of interest. Overall, I think we should also target also more on the lecturers in the universities. Capture one lecturer, you most likely will capture the students of the lecturer. So it may be it's better to also engage the lecturers more and see how some of the lecturers can actually attend the sessions themselves. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Sean. One thing of interest there, and that's maybe something to think about, is if there's a remote possibility of having people go to the university before Saturday in order to get them to register and therefore attend the initial sessions on Sunday, which are the newcomer site sessions. I think that would be a very good idea. I just don't know if it's possible in terms of how many people would be there before the formal start of the meeting on Sunday, in time enough to be able to go out to this university venue. And in effect, you know, meet with them, make sure that they are aware of ICANN, their meeting starting tomorrow, that they are invited to attend. I just don't know whether I think the challenge would be that. Well, perhaps it's not a challenge really. I guess the staff just need to clarify this. Yes, registering online takes a minute. But does that mean that all of the persons can't just walk to the venue? It means that you have to pre-register and show your pre-registration information, and then you're allowed into access to the venue?
This is Heidi. Yes, that is my understanding. We can get clarity on that. If we held another call maybe in 2 weeks, including meeting staff, they can definitely confirm that. But I'm in touch with meeting staff right now, and that's what they're informing me.
Okay, thanks. All right, and sorry, Alan, I didn't realize your hand was raised. Go ahead. You may be muted, Alan. Okay. All right. Maybe Alan has some sort of technical difficulty there. All right. So let me just think about what the next steps should be here. So, I'm thinking that I'm probably going to have another call. I would say in a week's time, separate from our regular outreach and engagement call. Perhaps next week, Thursday even, at this time, to really discuss the further, and perhaps what we can do is invite NextGen, the GSE staff from Pierre and I've forgotten the other person's name, Bahir, sorry, to the call next week Thursday. And then see how we're going to do this.
My
real concern is Yaobi? Okay. All right, so I think we can have that. So first of all, before I go to Yaobi, I think we can have that as an action item. Oh, sorry. Thanks. You know what? That just shows how long I've been here. Thanks. Yaobi also from GSC staff. Thank you. So that's one thing. The second thing, so I'm hearing the different approaches regarding, so it beginning to look more and more that the Tuesday will be more of a small group going to the university to talk to the university, but we can try to see if there's an opportunity and a small party, and I'm thinking some Francophone speakers will be some persons like, well, Aziz, for example, Sebastian, perhaps Sebastian Bachelet would probably be also a very, very good person to go there as well.
Olivier?
Perhaps so, yes. Yes, Olivier could give his indication.
And Vanda? You speak French? She speak French?
Ah. Well, perhaps Wanda as well. Yes, because you want to show diversity, so you want to, in not just language, but in gender as well. So my other concern is, what types of documents do we need to be given to, what kind of material needs to be given to these university students? Be it on the, on the Tuesday, or if you can possibly have them sent to the university students beforehand, that might even be better. So they have some idea of it. So it's not just learning about ICANN and at large. Well, the expression is "cool turkey." Yeah, So you probably have to look at figuring out what material needs to be sent to them. To these students beforehand. So that's another thing we have to now track. Heidi, your hand is raised.
Yes, thank you, Dev. A couple of things. I've noted in the chat whether you would like staff to create a wiki page where we can start noting the documents that you would like to add to a USB drive that we can give them, as well as those documents which you believe are critical for these students to have in hard copy. And then the second point,
okay.
Just coming back to, sorry, the, just one more point, is coming back to the issue of the registration, I'm hearing that for these students or for anyone to enter the venue, they will need to have their registration information with them as well as a government-issued photo ID to get their badge at the registration booth.
Okay, so in essence, thanks, Heidi. So, yes, to that action item to create the wiki page for the collection of documents that we can give to students, yes. And I guess we have to make sure, well, ensure that if we are going to communicate the information about how to attend this meeting, well, have those details in hand. Go to the ICANN website to register, have that in hand in addition to identification. So they can attend the venue, come into the venue.
Well, I'd like to send the question.
Okay. Alan, so I don't know if Alan is still trying to... Oh, okay, his hand has come down. Okay. All right, so...
Sure.
Any other thoughts, questions, comments?
Sure. Hello, this is Sean.
Sean, go ahead, Sean.
Hello. Oh, okay. Thank you, Dave. Ed Spaff mentioned something about photo ID, government-issued photo ID. I don't know, perhaps Aziz can confirm whether all the population, or including students, have a valid photo ID issued by government. Because I'm wondering, most students would normally have the student ID. Would that actually serve as a replacement to allow them in? Because not in my country, not all students have government-issued ID, but they definitely have their student ID. Does that work also for the access? Thank you.
Okay, that's a good question, and perhaps that I guess I don't know if staff can answer that or Aziz can answer that. That's But I think it's definitely something to confirm what exactly is would work with a student. So Heidi or Aziz, anybody want to answer that, able to answer that question since we're coming to the top of the hour? Or we can note that as something to find out for the next meeting.
This is Heidi. I posed the question, and I don't have the answer at this moment.
Okay, well, let's make sure that we confirm. Let's make that action, just to make sure we track that and so we don't lose that in the details. What precisely is the type of ID that's needed? So can students use their student ID to attend their venue? Okay. All right, so...
Dev?
Yes, go ahead.
Dev Geisler here. Sorry, if I may, just because we do have Aziz on the call and I do see his microphone active, I have just put in the chat, I've translated the question for him. Aziz, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to quickly repeat it in French. Aziz, étant donné que les étudiants, normalement toutes les personnes qui vont devoir accéder à la palmeraie devront avoir une forme d'identification sur eux, est-ce que tous les étudiants ont des papiers d'identité ou est-ce qu'ils pourront accéder avec leur carte étudiant? Est-ce que tu es au courant? Merci.
I don't understand why we speak about this issue, because as we decide with the team, I can meet in team, all participants will have to show their identity. It is valuable for all participants. I don't understand why we speak about this. Because the students are all participants. When they come in the primary Gospelat, they will become as every participant. We will not organize access for the students. I don't understand why they speak about this.
Well, this is Dave. The idea was that if we send the information...
We'll speak with Gisela in French.
Okay.
Maybe be more clear. Gisela, tu m'entends?
Okay.
Voilà ce que je veux dire. Je ne comprends pas pourquoi elle parle uniquement des étudiants. Si pour l'accès à la réunion, ça va être un accès pour tout le monde, puisque ICANN est open, et donc il y aura un accès pour tout le monde. La différence dans cette réunion est pour la sécurité, et je pense que ICANN a décidé ça pour toutes les réunions d'ICANN, nous allons recevoir les gens juste avec un badge en identité, les gens, quelle que soit la personne, qu'il soit étudiant ou n'importe quel participant, doit montrer sa carte d'identité pour le comparer avec le badge avant d'accéder aux salles de réunion. Maintenant, s'il parle de l'université, nous allons chez les étudiants. Dans ce cas, il n'y a pas besoin de sécurité. Vas-y, à toi de leur traduire.
Sorry, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Aziz. I think just what Aziz was emphasizing is that everyone coming to the ICANN meeting registered, whether they be students or anyone else, will need the same form of identification. So the students will have to have some form of identification to be able to collect their badges. And the form of identification needs to be the same as the name written on the badge, like for everyone else. With us going to the university, there won't be any security issue. Well, that is what Aziz says. We then have to confirm with meeting team as well.
Okay. All right. So I know that we're at the top of the hour, so I think we could probably end the call. Alan, sorry, you have your hand raised. Go ahead very quickly.
No, I was pointing out we were over the hour, and another meeting's already going on, and I cannot believe that university students do not understand the concept of a government-issued ID. Thank you.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you. All right. So we're going to end the call. So we're going to be having another call. I say a dedicated call to look at this the Marrakesh outreach. So look out for the announcement on that. I would like to thank the interpreters and thanks to everybody for attending this call, impromptu as it was. Good attendance and good ideas exchange. Thank you. Call is now adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Take care, all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.